I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever experienced the feeling of being clean after getting dirty? Maybe you spent some time at the beach and got covered with sand and salt water. You found yourself heading to the park's outdoor showers. You plunged yourself under the shower, experiencing the fresh water washing away the sand and the salt, and suddenly you felt clean. Or maybe you've gotten dirty by just working in your garden or shop, planting flowers, pulling weeds, or fixing something mechanical. Hands are covered with dirt and grime, so you applied some degreaser and soap to get your hands clean again. God wants you and I to experience His cleansing power in our lives. Two examples from Scripture give us this insight that God wants you and I to experience His forgiveness, cleansing from sin, and to be restored, made whole. In Mark 1, verses 40 through 41, Jesus heals and cleanses a leper. The passage reads, "And a leper came to him, imploring him, and kneeling, said to him, 'If you will, you can make me clean.' Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, 'I will, be clean.' And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean." Here we see the willingness of the leper to want to be clean, made whole, healed. He asked the Lord Jesus, "If you will, you can make me clean." Notice we see the willingness of Jesus, who was moved to make the leper clean, healed, made whole. The second passage is in chapter 2 of Mark. "And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, 'Son, your sins are forgiven.' Now some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, 'Why does this man speak like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?' And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, said to them, 'Why do you question these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Rise, take up your bed and walk"? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, 'I say to you, rise, pick up your bed and go home.' And he rose and immediately picked up his bed and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, 'We never saw anything like this.'" Jesus had a full day of ministry, but still performed a healing miracle before all that were in that home. He healed a paralytic. Notice what Jesus said, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Jesus saw the crowd's faith, the religious leaders' faith. He saw their hardened, sin-filled hearts and said, "Son, your sins are forgiven." The listeners knew that Jesus was revealing and claiming that He is God. For the crowd even stated that no one can forgive sins but God alone. Jesus stated in verse 10, "But that you may know the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." This example of Jesus healing the paralytic man was proof positive that Jesus has the authority to forgive sins. John wrote in 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." There is cleansing available for all who come to Jesus and confess, tell, agree with God that you've sinned and need His cleansing. God is faithful and just. He will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that amazing? We who are sandy, salty, dirty with the grime of sin can experience the cleansing power of Christ, clean, restored, and made whole. Have you experienced His cleansing? Why not seek Him today? There is nothing like being clean. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.